This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم ولا يأتل أولو الفضل منكم والسعة أن يؤتوا أولي القربى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن علي رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي ليس في قلبك لأحد فافعل ثم قال لي يا بني وذلك من سنتي ومن أحيا سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Brothers and sisters, I would like to speak today about the topic of forgiveness. Specifically, not us focusing on gaining Allah's forgiveness, but our capacity within our hearts to be forgiving people. There was an incident narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala an. And Anas radiallahu an, he says, in a long hadith, but it's very beautiful and it speaks volumes. He says that we were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were sitting in the masjid around the Rasul alayhi salatu wasallam. And he was teaching them. And in the midst of his teachings, he paused. And he said, يَطْلَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْآنَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ He was just teaching. And he paused and he stopped. And he pointed towards the door and he said, a man is about to enter this door who is a man of Jannah. You can imagine all of the next turn to look who would be walking in the door next. فَطَلَعَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْأَنصَارِ Anas bin Malik says, a man from the Ansar entered the masjid. We don't know his name. Till today, the scholars of hadith say we don't know his name. There was water dripping from his beard from wudu, and he was carrying his slippers in his left hand. فَلَمَّا كَانَ الْغَدْ The next day came, they were sitting with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam again. قَالَ النَّبِي مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said the same thing. They were sitting and learning from the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and all of a sudden he pauses and he points to the door and he says, a man is about to enter that door right now who is a man of Jannah. And everyone turns their necks and they're focused on who's going to be that person. And lo and behold, it was the exact same person as the day before. On the third day, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting. And I'm sure you can guess what happens next. He's teaching them and all of a sudden he pauses and he points to the door for a third time, now 3 days in a row. And he says, a man is going to enter that door who is from the people of Jannah. Everyone turns, and for the third day, it is the exact same man. Now, when the gathering was over, Abdullah bin Amr bin As, radiallahu ta'ala an, he went and followed the man. And in his mind, he's thinking, I have to learn what is so special about this man. What is it that he does that for 3 days in a row, the Prophet ﷺ predicted that he would walk into the masjid? Number one, that's a miracle in and of itself. But on top of that, he said 3 days in a row that this man is a man of Jannah. What action could this man possibly be doing? So he goes up to the man. Abdullah bin Amr bin As is a young man, shrewd, intelligent. He says, Ya Ammi, inni la haytu abi. He says, Ammi, uncle, unk, I got in an argument with my father. And I swore by Allah that I would not go into my father's home for 3 days. فَإِنْ رَأَيْتَ أَنْ تُؤْوِيَنِي إِلَيْكَ حَتَّى تَمْضِيَ Would you mind if I stayed at your house until that time passes? I don't want to break my oath. I took an oath by God. I would not enter that home. Me and my father, we had a bit of a disagreement of sorts. And so the uncle sees this young man in a precarious situation. He says, Nam, no problem. Come, stay at my home if you like. فَقَالَ نَعْمْ قَالَ أَنَسْ وَكَانَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يُحَدِّثُ Abdullah bin Amr bin As, he says after the incident, he says, I stayed with this man for 3 nights. And the whole purpose of this staying was just to watch his character, to see what he was like. What was he doing that was so special? And I quote Abdullah bin Amr bin As, he says, فَلَمْ يَرَى يَقُومُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ شَيْئًا I didn't see him get up for Qiyam al-Layl, which for Sahaba was, they were all doing it. I didn't see him wake up in the middle of the night for the night prayers. غَيْرَ أَنَّهُ إِذَا تَعَارَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَتَقَلَّبَ عَلَى فِرَاشِي ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَكَبَّرَ He says, but I did notice that when he would wake up in the middle of the night, kind of like changing his position, ta'ara means like to roll over, fix your pillow. When he would wake up in the middle of the night, he would remember Allah. I would see him just saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He's not even getting up, but he's just rolling over. And as he rolls over and his eyes open, just for a second, he's saying the name of Allah, Allahu Akbar. Hatta yaqumu li salatil fajr. And then he would get up for salatul fajr. Qala Abdullah, ghayra anni lam asma' hu yaqulu illa khair. He says, but I did notice I never saw him except heard him speak anything but good. These 3 days that I stayed with him, I never heard anything negative from him. It was all positive. It was khair. Everything from his mouth was good. When the 3 days pass, وَكِتُّ أَنْ أَحْقِرَ عَمَلَهُ He says, I was this close to thinking nothing of this man's actions. I mean, Abdullah bin Amr bin As is comparing this man to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abdurrahman bin Auf, Umar bin Khattab, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. These are giants of spirituality. And he's comparing them, this man, to them. And he says, Kittu an ahqir amal. I was this close to thinking his actions completely insignificant. He says, I said to him, Ya Abdullah, Ya Ammi. He says, Uncle, I got to tell you the truth. Inni lam yakun bayni wa bayna abi ghadbun wala hajarun. I didn't have a fight with my dad. What happened is, Inni sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqulu thalatha marrat. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say 3 days in a row that a man would enter the masjid next who is a man of Jannah, and you were that man. So I came to study your life. I came to find out what is it that you do. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَوِي إِلَيْكَ so I could watch you. فَأَقْتَدِي بِي and I could follow your example. فَلَمْ أَرَاكَ يَعْمَلْ كَثِيرَ أَمَلْ he kept it 100 with his uncle. He says, I didn't see you do a lot of actions. I didn't see much. مَا الَّذِي بَلَغَ بِكَ what is it that you do that would allow the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to say what he said about you? The uncle looks at this young man, most likely impressed at his eagerness to learn. And he says to him, مَا هُوَ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتَ my life isn't what anything more than what you saw. I didn't change my actions because you were over. I didn't switch anything up. Ma huwa illa ma ra'ait. My life is exactly what you saw for these 3 days. I didn't change anything for you. Qala falamma wallaytu. He said, Abdullah says, I turned around and I'm walking away. And you know, he's scratching his head as he walks away. And the uncle stops him. He says, wait, hold on, come back. Come back here. He says, there is one thing. غَيْرَ أَنِّي he says, there's one thing. I don't allow myself to go to sleep at night having any anger, hatred, animosity, any problem, any beef, whatever word you want to put there. I have nothing in my heart for any human being. When I lay my head on the pillow, I let all of it go and I sleep with a clean heart. Abdullah bin Amr, he looks up. He says, that's it. That's it. He says, that's the action that made you reach where you reached. And then he says something so profound. He says, وَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي لَا نُتِيقُ he says, and that's the thing that most of us cannot do. I ask you to reflect on this narration. Because when the Prophet ﷺ said that this man is a man of Jannah, our minds immediately went to a lot of prayers at night and a lot of Quran, a lot of tahajjud, a lot of sadaqah. This was an average man. But there was something special about him. And this is what I want us to focus on for today. Because and I share something personal. As for the last 9 months, we've watched our brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters, your brothers and sisters, your mothers, your fathers. This is one ummah, we are one family. So we watched our own family suffer from losing siblings and losing parents and losing limbs. It has forced me to realize that when the loss is so great, I must show so much gratitude for what Allah has given me. And how dare I walk around with hatred and animosity and anger for my fellow brothers Muslims, my own family. How dare I not allow myself to clean my heart every evening. In another narration that I shared at the beginning of the khutbah, we all know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he looked at Ali like a son, radiyallahu ta'ala an. And one day he said to Ali, he says, Ya Bunayya, this is my favorite hadith. He says, "Oh, my dear son, in qaddarta an tusbih wa tumsi, if you can have the ability to wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night, and your heart has no ill feelings for anyone, your heart is clean." This is a beautiful aspect of our deen. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said something profound. I wrote it down here, and my notes fell around. Imam Ghazali, he said, about jealousy specifically, my topic is more about our ability to forgive. But we can learn something profound from this thing Imam Ghazali said. Imam Ghazali said, "I've never seen a zalim more punished than the person who has hasad, jealousy for someone." He says, because the object of his jealousy, the person he's jealous of, feels nothing. But he's walking around with anger. He's walking around with rage. He's walking around with a dark heart. He is the prime victim of his own anger. How many of us in this room have been walking around for years with anger at our own brother? Actual blood brother. Our own sister. How many of us in this room forget one night? This sahabi says, "I don't let one night." How many of us in this room have allowed our relationships, whether it be with a Muslim brother or someone, to break apart because of anger that we kept inside? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the scholars used to call him Tabibul Qulub, the doctor of hearts. Because what he taught us cleaned us and purified us. He's teaching us to let go. He's teaching us to wake up every morning and give people a new beginning. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, he says, if you can wake up every morning and you can go to sleep at night and your heart has no ill feelings for another believer, he says, faf'al, do it. Do it. Clean your heart. Wipe it away. Focus on your heart. Focus on this. And then he looks at Ali and he says, "Ya bunayya," because some of us trivialize it. Like there's bigger things we can talk about. No, there's not. The purification of the heart, the rectification of the heart, is the foundation of the believer. And when the heart is clean, the families come together. When the families come together, the community is strong. But if we all walk around for months and weeks and years with anger and animosity, look what he says next. He says, "Ya bunayya, wa dhalika min sunnati." He says, "Ya bunayya, and that action that I just told you to do, that's my sunnah. That's my sunnah. Wa man ahya sunnati, and whoever revives my sunnah, whoever gives life to my sunnah, kana ma'ya fil jannah. He'll be with me in Jannah." Why? Because when you woke up in the morning, you said everything is petty. All that matters is I want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Let me squash it. When you went to sleep at night and there was still something about in your head about something that happened that day, you said, "You know what? I'm going to let go of it." Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He went through different tests. One of the tests that he went through, and I'll have to paraphrase it for the sake of time. One of the tests that he went through is that our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in this pure Medina society of values and high morality, rumors started to spread that she committed a heinous act, zina. And these rumors were going around the city. And people were gossiping about that which they had no knowledge of. It was a very difficult time for Aisha. It was a very difficult time for Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He's her father. And the whole city is gossiping. Finally, the verses were revealed, exonerating Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. That is a khutbah of its own. But what happened is we also found out in that moment who were the people that did most of the gossiping. One of those people was a man by the name of Mistah, radiallahu anhu. He's a muhajir. He's a great companion of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. But he was also the nephew of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And this is why I spoke about families. It's easy to forgive the imam. If I go over 5 minutes in khutbah, you'll be angry, but you'll walk away. You can forgive me. It's hard to forgive your brother. I'm talking about your blood brother. It's hard to forgive your father or your mother or your child. Ah, those are the ones that stick in our hearts for a long time. It was his nephew, but he was poor, mister. He was poor. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he used to give him a stipend every month to live on. Every month, a check in, just auto pay. Every month, mister has a check from Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. All of a sudden, word spreads that mister was one of the primary people spreading this rumor. Abu Bakr did what any reasonable father in this room would do. I'm supporting you. I'm taking care of you. And you say this about my own family, my daughter, your cousin? I'm cutting off all payments. Immediately, a verse of Quran that was revealed. And this will be the key. I know you're listening, and in this khutbah, you're saying, I have this anger in my heart, but how do I let it go? I'm going to talk about that now. A verse was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَى. Let not those people of virtue, Abu Bakr was a man of virtue, wasa'a, and a man of wealth. Let not those people of virtue and wealth, namely Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, let them not take oath that they will not care for the family member, the poor and the muhajir, namely mista. Fi sabilillah, for the sake of God. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا. Let them forgive and for a moment, bear with me, yasfah. The word in Arabic, yasfah, it means to, Imam Qurtubi, he says, izalatu athrid dhanb anin nafs. This is profound. Imam Qurtubi says that the word safaha, it actually comes from like the side of your face. It means to a'ra, the turn away. Imam Ghazali says it means to wipe away completely the effect of the sin against you. Completely wipe it away. Like it wasn't there, like it didn't happen. Allah says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَهُ. Forgive and act like it didn't happen. Act like it didn't happen. And then Allah asks a question. And I want all of us to reply to the question in your mind. Towards the people that you have anger with right now. Allah says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not want Allah to forgive you? Do you not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? When Abu Bakr heard that verse, he was in tears and he said, Bala ya Rabbi, wallahi, inna nuhibbu ya Rabb an taghfira lana. He says, Ya Rabb, wallahi ya Rabb, I would love for you to forgive me. Here's what I want to say. The forgiveness of the other person isn't even about the other person. It's about you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. You going to sleep with a clean heart has nothing to do with your coworker who snitched on you to the boss. You going to sleep with a clean heart has nothing to do with your sister who's always bothering your mother and giving her drama. We all go through the same thing, don't worry. You forgiving that sibling has nothing to do with the sibling. It has to do with the cleanliness of your heart and your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, I don't want you to focus on mista. I want you to focus on me. Do you want my forgiveness? Then embody this quality within you. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. I want to say this, but don't take it out of context. We have to develop the ability to see Allah in every person. Don't take it out of context. Don't take a clip from YouTube and then say this guy says weird stuff. Take the context. You have to see that in dealing with my father who's getting a little older and his things, I see Allah in that moment. I see how I can please Allah in that moment. In dealing with my wife who gets frustrated with me, she sees in me the reward she can get from Allah. See Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a hadith There's a hadith Qudsi that's too long for the time, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I was sick and you did not visit me. I was thirsty and you did not give me drink. I was in need. And the servant says, Ya Allah, how could I have visited you? He says, my servant was sick in the hospital and you didn't visit him. If you had visited him, you would have found me right there. It's not about the other person. It's about you walking around and waking up tomorrow with a clean heart that is ready to give everyone a new chance in your life. Can I bring this home? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's coming back from Ta'if and he's wiping away the blood from stones. And do you know what the words that he is saying? Oh Allah, forgive my people for they do not know. Oh Allah, forgive my people for they do not know. The Prophet ﷺ, number one, he made dua for them. Oh Allah, forgive them. He made dua. That person that you have something in your heart for, right now in your heart, make a dua for them. And then he presented an excuse before God for their action. Oh Allah, forgive my people, for they do not know. Before I sit down for the first khutbah, for the conclusion of the first khutbah, one of the things that we notice in the first hadith I shared with you about the man that Abdullah bin Amr bin As would stay with is that he would roll over in the middle of the night remembering Allah. One of the reasons why our hearts cannot stay connected to the dhikr of Allah because we have too much dirt filled in them. It's when you clean the heart that you can fill it with the love of Allah. May Allah give us that. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Some of the scholars mentioned practical steps for us to become more forgiving. The first step that they say is we should practice the action of tafweed. Tafweed means to let go. Let go of the fact that you're not in control, number one. Let go. I can't control my brother's actions. I can't control my sister's actions. Let go of those things. Number two, they say that you should change your perspective. You should understand the perspective of the other person. It will give you some empathy for them. It will allow you to connect with them on a deeper level. Number three, they say, as the hadith says, make excuses for your brother. Part of making excuses, and this is something that we all suffer from, is always assume goodwill from the other person. And I'm going to speak specifically about marriage, about siblings, these very close relationships. Everything won't always be perfect, but what we can always assume is a good intention from the other person. Not starting off with the negative. Oh, you must have done that there just to bother me. No, I actually just forgot, I'm sorry. You must have done that. This is where shaitan comes, that husn al-dhan is the quality that Rasulullah is teaching. Assume good. Number four, there's an Arabic saying, li kulli jawad kabid. Every stallion slips up. Meaning the best horse will have a day that it slips for a moment. Understand, kullu bani adam khatta. Everyone makes mistakes. You too make them as well. Number five, make dua for the person that you're angry with. Make dua for them. Make dua, good duas, guys, not bad duas. Not against them, for them. Ask Allah to bless them. Ask Allah to increase them. Ask Allah to open their hearts. Ask Allah to give them the best of what they want. You'll notice as I said it, there may have been a bit of cognitive dissonance where you're like, I'm not going to do that one. Force yourself. Force yourself. This is the sunnah of the Prophet. You can't hate someone you're making dua for. You can't. The moment you raise your hand, you're in alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, Abdullah. You can't hate them. You can't. Make dua for them. And number 6. Ahmed bin Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala. He was whipped for some political issues. He went through a crazy torture. And he said after the incident that every time the whip hit me, I forgave the Khalifa, the person who was the Khalifa ordering for this to be done. He said every time, Muslim, he said every time he hit me, I immediately forgave. They asked him, they said, Sheikh, how in that moment, what was the psychological process that you were going through to be feeling the sting of the whip, but you're forgiving the person? He says, I thought of one thing. I thought of this, and I'll conclude with this. He said, I know that my Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be hurt by any of his ummah being held back and taken away from Jannah. I forgave him for my love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing more needs to be said. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa anim ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. واللهم أنج بأصحاب نبيك أجمعين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن بقية الستة من عشرة المبشرة وعن أهل بيت نبيك أجمعين وعنا معهم بفضلك وجودك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعزنا ولا تذلنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعزنا ولا تذلنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعزنا ولا تذلنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم وذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Make sure the lines are straight, fill in the gaps. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا إلا المستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان لا يستطيعون لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يهتدون سبيلا فأولئك عسى الله أن يعفو عنهم وكان الله عفوا غفورا. الله سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم to everyone. Just a few short announcements, inshallah ta'ala. Number one. There'll be a lot of guests visiting for the Quran intensive and the Quran camp that is beginning today. Check-in for that is at 3 p.m. So to the local brothers and sisters, if you see guests, meet them, speak to them, say salamu alaikum, where are you from? Welcome them, inshallah ta'ala. There's also a academy table out front for upcoming classes. Tonight, there's Bloom Family Movie Night at Roots, inshallah. Tomorrow is one of my favorite programs, Fatherly at Roots. So that's tomorrow for fathers to get together and cry together.